Welcome to the November 6th, 2019 episode of the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Miller Review Courses. For 25 years, the Miller Review Courses have offered an unmatched experience facilitated by expert faculty dedicated to helping residents gain confidence in orthopedic subspecialties and pass Part 1 of the ABOS. For more information on the Miller Review Courses and how you can register, please visit millerreview.org. This installment of our podcast features abstracts of two scientific articles published in the November 6th issue of the journal, as well as commentary by Dr. Guo-Chin Li on the article entitled Use of Natural Language Processing Algorithms to Identify Common Data Elements in Operative Notes for Total Hip Arthroplasty. Be sure to check out this month's Current Concepts Review, Doctor, What Happens After My Meniscectomy? By John Rudolph H. Smith and colleagues. The authors note that it is imperative that surgeons educate their patients on what to expect following a meniscectomy. A high pre-injury activity level, younger age, medial meniscectomy, and smaller meniscal resection play a role in reducing the time until patients are able to return to sport. Varus or valgus deformities, pre-existing degenerative changes in the knee, and anterior cruciate ligament deficiency negatively impact outcomes following meniscectomy. This review highlights the current literature on important postoperative considerations following meniscectomy, which will help orthopedic surgeons to best educate their patients on expectations following this procedure. In this issue, jbjs.org presents a new image quiz, a 33-year-old man with activity-induced wrist pain. Be sure to visit us online to access these features, as well as the full text of the scientific articles you are about to discover in the following podcast. Next, you'll hear the first abstract of two that are being presented in this podcast. This abstract is from the article entitled Use of Natural Language Processing Algorithms to Identify Common Data Elements in Operative Notes for Total Hip Arthroplasty by Dr. Cody C. Wiles and Associates. Investigation performed at the Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. Manual chart review is labor-intensive and requires specialized knowledge possessed by highly trained medical professionals. Natural language processing NLP tools are distinctive in their ability to extract critical information from raw text in electronic health records. As a proof of concept for the potential application of this technology, the authors examine the ability of NLP to correctly identify common elements described by surgeons in operative notes for total hip arthroplasty, THA. The authors evaluated primary THAs that had been performed at a single academic institution from 2000 to 2015. A training sample of operative reports was randomly selected to develop prototype NLP algorithms, and additional operative reports were randomly selected as the test sample. Three separate algorithms were created with rules aimed at capturing 1. The operative approach, 2. The fixation method, and 3. The bearing surface category. The algorithms were applied to operative notes to evaluate the language used by 29 different surgeons at the author's center and were applied to electronic health records data from outside facilities to determine external validity. Accuracy statistics were calculated with use of manual chart review as the gold standard. The operative approach algorithm demonstrated an accuracy of 99.2%. The fixation technique algorithm demonstrated an accuracy of 90.7%. The bearing surface algorithm demonstrated an accuracy of 95.8%. Additionally, the NLP algorithms applied to operative reports from other institutions yielded comparable performance, demonstrating external validity. Conclusions. NLP-enabled algorithms are a promising alternative to the current gold standard of manual chart review for identifying common data elements from orthopedic operative notes. The present study provides a proof of concept for use of NLP techniques in clinical research studies and registry development endeavors to reliably extract data of interest in an expeditious and cost-effective manner. Next, you'll hear the commentary by Dr. Guo-Chin Li on the article entitled Use of Natural Language Processing Algorithms to Identify Common Data Elements in Operative Notes for Total Hip Arthroplasty.
In this portion of the November 2019 JBJS podcast, Dr. Guo-Chin Li provides commentary on the article entitled Use of Natural Language Processing Algorithms to Identify Common Data Elements in Operative Notes for Total Hip Arthroplasty. The title of this commentary is More Data, Please, The Evolution of Orthopedic Research. Total hip arthroplasty has been called the operation of the century because of its durability, reliability, and reproducibility in relieving pain and improving function in patients with Cox arthrosis. The progress and evolution of implant design, surgical technique, and patient care have been built on the expert opinion of pioneering surgeons, observations derived from large patient series, and, most recently, administrative databases and arthroplasty registries. However, each of these building blocks for advancement has imperfections. For example, lack of power, selection and detection bias, questions about the applicability of institutional observations to other practice settings, and the lack of granular detail of databases and registries to allow for definitive links to causation and proper risk stratification. Therefore, orthopedic researchers crave more and better data. In their manuscript entitled Use of Natural Language Processing Algorithms to Identify Common Data Elements and Operative Notes for Total Hip Arthroplasty, Wiles et al. Demonstrated that computers could be trained to accurately abstract data from narrated operative records with similar fidelity compared with the experienced personnel from their large institutional joint registry. Their findings raised the proverbial question of man versus machine, as well as the implications and fears that usually accompany machine learning and artificial intelligence. However, it is important to point out that no machine learning can occur in a vacuum without the integral and indispensable input of the human element. Even when developing a program to query relatively simple terms such as approach, bearing surface, and fixation, it took several versions and hours of human quality control to develop this working algorithm. Consequently, while this technology has the potential to improve the speed and quality of data abstraction, it is still in its infancy, and its maturation and success will require the investment and full commitment of surgeons and participating institutions to allocate the necessary time and resources. With the advent of the electronic medical record, it is natural to develop more efficient and cost-effective methods to mine the vast amount of information currently being stored. The use of templates is one way to organize the electronic data in a queryable form. However, in such a format, valuable observation and clinical context can be lost. For example, compensated and controlled congestive heart failure cannot be differentiated from untreated congestive heart failure. Clearly, this shortcoming can impact our ability to determine the true impact of this condition on outcomes following arthroplasty. Natural language processing, NLP, algorithms can be trained to abstract data according to context and language patterns and thereby produce queries results that can be more detailed, granular, and informative. When perfected, NLP will become the gold standard in the initial data mining of patient records for research, billing, and quality improvement initiatives such as contributions to national databases and registries. Data drive the conversation and decisions today. However, the key to good research still rests on the quality of the question. Good questions require insight, and insight requires experience. Computers are not likely to replace researchers even in the distant future. Rather, they should be viewed and used as tools to help us answer existing questions and formulate better future questions. Additionally, NLP algorithms can also empower smaller institutions and individual physicians without the resources of large institutional databases to query their results and contribute them to registries and other collective research efforts. NLP should be viewed as a tool to enfranchise and promote collaboration in order to improve our collective efforts to improve implant surveillance and minimize complications through risk stratification. Pearl Zhu, the author of the Digital Master Book Series, once said, quote, "We are moving slowly into an era where big data is the starting point, not the end," unquote. Today, we live in an age of data gathering and analytics that use our current tendencies and behaviors to predict our collective and individual futures. Medicine is not immune to this pressure, and we must demand and explore technologies that can yield more granular data that allow us to increase the detail, precision, and predictions of our clinical past observations. This is one way to evolve our research to provide better medicine for our patients.
Next, you'll hear the second abstract being presented in this podcast. This abstract is from the article entitled, Five-Year Follow-Up of Arthroscopic Superior Capsule Reconstruction for Irreparable Rotator Cuff Tears by Dr. Teruhisa Mihata and Associates. Investigation performed at the Department of Orthopedic Surgery, Osaka Medical College, Takatsugi, Japan. Arthroscopic superior capsule reconstruction was developed to restore superior stability, muscle balance, and function in the shoulder joint after an irreparable rotator cuff tear. The author's objective was to assess the functional and radiographic results of superior capsule reconstruction after 5 years of follow-up. 30 patients who underwent arthroscopic superior capsule reconstruction using fascia lata autograft were enrolled in this study. The inclusion criteria were an irreparable rotator cuff tear confirmed by shoulder arthroscopy and 5 years of postoperative follow-up. Shoulder range of motion, American Shoulder and Elbow Surgeons, ASES, and Japanese Orthopedic Association, JOA scores, rates of return to sport and physical work, acromio-humeral distance, Gautelier grade of all rotator cuff muscles, graft healing and thickness, and postoperative cuff tear arthropathy were investigated. Compared with preoperative values, ASES and JOA scores, active elevation and acromio-humeral distance increased postoperatively at both 1 year and 5 years. The 1 year values increased by 54.0 points for the ASES score, 34.4 points for the JOA score, 53 degrees for active elevation, and 5.7 millimeters for acromio-humeral distance. The 5 year values increased by 63.3 points for the ASES score, 39.9 points for the JOA score, 66 degrees for active elevation, and 4.7 millimeters for acromio-humeral distance. The ASES score was greater at 5 years postoperatively than it was at 1 year postoperatively. At 5 years postoperatively, 11 of 12 patients returned to physical work, a rate of 92%, and 8 of 8 patients returned to sports, a rate of 100%. None of the 27 patients who had graft healing showed progression of cuff tear arthropathy, but all 3 patients with a graft tear had severe cuff tear arthropathy at 5 years postoperatively. In the 27 patients whose grafts remained intact, the graft thickness at 3 months, 1 year, and 5 years postoperatively did not differ. Conclusions. In this 5-year follow-up study, healed arthroscopic superior capsule reconstruction restored shoulder function and resulted in high rates of return to recreational sport and work. In patients with postoperative graft failure, severe cuff tear arthropathy was present at 5 years. Thank you for listening to this JBJS podcast. Please visit www.jbjs.org for commentary and perspective on many of the articles presented in this podcast, and for more content of interest.